This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Policy Thursday, we're joined by Chris Galen, the Senior Vice President of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. And Chris, with Christmas landing right in the middle of the week and Congress taking a break, it would seem like it would be a little slow, but there was a lot going on here recently.
Yes, first of all, Merry Christmas, Bill, to you and all your listeners. It was a busy December up to this point in Washington, and in particular on Capitol Hill, we were able to achieve a couple of important objectives for America's dairy farmers here in the last couple of weeks. First of all, the House of Representatives passed the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Free Trade Agreement. That was last week that they did so. Not a great surprise. The process, though, dragged out a bit longer than what we had hoped. Ultimately, there had to be a deal between House Democrats and the Trump administration and the Trade Representative's office in order to make certain that Mexico abides by its labor enforcement provisions in its deal. But once this gets passed by the Senate, which we hope that that'll take place here early in January, it'll just put us on much firmer footing regarding trade relations, both with Mexico as well as with Canada. So a good way to end the year regarding our trade posture with two of our most important markets.
Yeah, we were talking about, wrapping up the year and kind of what a year it's been and kind of ending with a bang with the impeachment process and what the House has been doing as far as trying to get their work done outside of that distraction.
Certainly the impeachment process in the past week was very dramatic, and it's going to continue now as the focus shifts to the Senate after the beginning of January. Still to be determined, of course, what the Senate's going to do and exactly when. That has to be negotiated between the Senate leadership and the House leadership. One of the other things, though, Bill, that the House did right before Christmas is pass the Farm Workforce Modernization Act. This is ag labor policy that we were heavily involved in helping to craft and build support for in the House of Representatives. It basically creates a new guest worker visa program for agricultural employers, including for the first time dairy farmers. So it will be beneficial to dairy employers, and it will also help them keep their existing workforce. So this is something that passed the House of Representatives. Now the question is, what's the Senate going to do with it? It will be one of our priorities as we look ahead to 2020 to try to get some form of an ag labor bill through the Senate, as well as what's happened now in the House.
So we'll just have to wait and see after everybody comes back from break on that.
Sure. As everyone assumes, the presidential race is going to color everything that happens in Washington this year, and likely there's not going to be much else that gets done in 2020 on Capitol Hill. One thing that we are hoping, though, is that with a new FDA commissioner in office now, we're going to continue to keep pressure on the Food and Drug Administration to enforce existing dairy labeling standards that are in the Code of Federal Regulations. So that will continue to be a priority for us as we go into 2020.
Happy New Year, Chris, and we will talk to you in the new decade.
Sounds good. Have a happy holiday season.
Chris Galen is the Senior Vice President of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation.